Unknown, a refugee story, written by Akuch Quilikor Anyeth and read by Damiel Okoya, with the author's note and acknowledgements read by the author. How much do you owe them? You can't keep hiding from them, I said.
See, the thing is, Akuch, Guy said, I didn't even take any of their drugs, but they think it's me. You know I don't deal. I only use.
That's not the point.
How much do they think you owe them?
I will pay them. I will pay them so you can stop running, and so they can stop breaking into my room, destroying everything, stealing my laptops and threatening my life. Do you know this is the third laptop that they have stolen from me? And do you know how many tire replacements I've paid for? Or how many times I've had to fix broken windows at home? I was yelling down the phone.
I am sure whatever you owe them is less than what I have already spent repairing the damage they have caused. And that is nothing compared to the fear Mama and I experience every night. Guy hung up.
Guy's friends, who knew of his whereabouts, had kept their mouths shut. On the streets, survival and friendship depended on their loyalty to one another. You kept your mouth shut and you stayed away from the police and the snitches. After all, snitches get stitches. The third time I called the police after a break-in was while Mama was visiting South Sudan. I came home in the evening to find the front door wide open. I inspected all the windows and went around to the backyard, making sure whoever had left the door open was not hiding somewhere in the back to lure me into the house first. This time, they had broken two doors. My room was in the usual condition after a break-in, everything destroyed and scattered all over the floor. On the bed was a note addressed to Squeaky's fine sister. Squeaky was Guy's street name. Get me, Squeaky, otherwise you will have to pay me with your fine ass. I tore the note to pieces, threw it into the bin and went and sat in the living room to catch my breath. On the coffee table, I noticed a cup that hadn't been there when I'd left that morning. Whoever had broken in had made themselves comfortable in my living room with a cup of water and the TV remote. I left the cup there, hoping the police would find fingerprints on it. When I called 000, an officer told me to just stay put, not to touch anything, and to wait for the police. I waited for half of an hour, walking around in circles, hoping to calm down. When my phone rang, I answered it immediately.
Is this Akuch Anyeth?
A man asked, then gave his name, police station, and title.
Yes, speaking.